Okay, yes.
So, one second, if I may ask, turn the microphone towards the microphone of your phone towards the other way, the microphone. The phone, yeah.
No. Yeah, over, do you mean over here?
No, by you, but turn it the other way, I think, because one of the times it wasn't very clear on the recording, so it was very hard to hear.
Okay, so over here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so, calling to order. Board of Trustees meeting for October 28th, 2024. Speaking with a roll call, President is myself, Chairman Lasker, Mr. Greenwald, Mr. Riedel. We do not have yet Mr. Greenberg. President is also Mr. Nugent, Trusted Attorney, our Board's Clerk, Jean Antoine. So we have a quorum. With that, let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's make a motion to open the public comment period, seconded by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there anyone for open? Nope. So I'll make a motion to close the public comment period, seconded by Mr. Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 4-0-1. Approval of Treasury report. Can someone please read Treasury report?
I'll read it. Trustee Ron Zaidel moves the resolution that the payment of general funds claims totaling $275,002.06 set forth on page 7. In the monthly after listed dated September 24, 2024 through October 28, 2024, estimate is hereby approved subject to individual orders by the Board of Trustees. Payrolls of October 4, 2024 and October 18, 2024 as set forth in the payroll in the amounts of $14,063.29 and $12,907.78 respectively are hereby submitted for approval subject to individual orders by the Board of Trustees.
Second by Mr. Greenwald. And is there any discussion, any questions by anyone? Barring any questions, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion is carried 4-0-1. Thank you. So,
if I do have a question, I'll come back to you later about the.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, Trustee Federal is, of course, always happy to help. Let's continue approval of minutes from the board meeting of September 23rd, 2024. Someone please make a motion.
It's right behind the Treasury report.
Oh, the Treasury.
Yeah, I put everything in order.
I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of the September 23rd, 2024. Second of Mr. Zaidel, if there's anyone has any comments, omissions, additions they would like to have. Barring none, all in favor?
I will have to abstain, I wasn't here.
Oh, indeed. We have number 5, Trustee Greenberg joins us. Thank you. So we are voting on the minutes from September 23rd, 2024. I want to just take a quick look to see if you have no comments, additions, or insertions, or other corrections you would like to make. If none, then let's vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Again, one abstention due to the fact that Mr. Russell is not here, so motion passes for one abstention. Okay. Good day, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good evening. The Autumn Concert 2024 is scheduled for Saturday, November 2nd at 7:30 p.m. The concert will feature from a resident, Major Settlers, and his band, Major Mellow Madness Band. Musicians are Major Settler, horn and vocal, Rob Arias, keyboard, Dave Anderson, bass, and Steve John is drum. The autumn exhibition 2024 closed on November 3rd. The fall program on Sunday, October 20th, is at 3 p.m. Complimentary state reading for the new musical. Musical, The Mountain of Burning, had excellent turnout. The book's lyric, written by Pomona resident Mary Ellen Bernard, and music by Pomona resident Paul Bouchon. The story was based on actual event that took place in 1902 when a community faced a choice to stand by or to engage in a dangerous struggle against the cold weather. The production featured a cast of 10 actors, including Charlie Davis, Luke Hodgson, Judy Gerd, Vlada Pomova, Aaron Branches, John Henry Stemper, Chase Wolf, Max Bennett Parker, Mr. Leffert, and Coralie Goodgold. Pomona resident Paul Bouchon, a musical director, played guitar, and accompanied by Jonathan Fox Powers on keyboard. The holiday season exhibition 2024 is scheduled to open Sunday, November 28th, with an opening reception Sunday, December 8th at 4 to 7 p.m. The proposed budget for the event is $400 for the musician and $350 for hospitality. For a total of $750. I would like to the mayor and the board and to give an approval of the total $750 for the holiday season exhibition.
Thank you, good day.
I'll make a motion to approve the total of $750 for the exhibition of the
December 8th, 2024.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zaidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes by no. No. Nays. Okay. Thank you. So
thank you.
Much good day.
Thank you. Good day.
Thank
have
you.
A good, safe winter.
Thank you. Good day.
At this point, we have a resolution. We are at 8A, Burgess Meredith Park. Concerning the ARPA money, we need to pass a resolution to allow us to engage in the in receiving the ARPA money. So lastly, would you like to read, make the motion?
Yes, sir, I'll make a motion. It's not receiving, it's actually, you need to show, I want to just explain to the board, we were, you know, we're lucky our mayor somehow found out that potentially there may be more funding available in the ARPA fund by the county. He reached out to me and I...
And we both thank legislator Aaron Weider for his help.
We will, but let me get there. And I just want to first share to the board, the mayor found that there was extra funds available. He told me about it. I started pushing different people, including our legislator, Aaron Weider, who looked into it, made a phone call, conference call me with that person, and we were able to apply for another grant. God willing, if we are going to get this grant, we'll be able to add a walk path in the Burgess Meredith Park, fixing the mitigate the water issue. That will allow kids bike in the park and allow people run in the park in the mornings and have about a 900 foot or about almost a mile of running track, which is going to be something, I mean, 1,000 feet, sorry, running track. Hopefully that will be something, an amazing addition to our village. We are in the beginning process. We applied for it. They do want to see the interest of the board. So that's why this resolution was made. We took it based on the resolution the Brian Nugent prepared for us in the last grant. We just did some minor changes, so we have it here for tonight. So I'll make a motion authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement between the County of Rockland Village of Pomona for the receipt of ARPA grant funds for a walking path at the Burgess Meredith Park in the village. Section 1, the above will reach closure incorporated in is set forth in full. Section 2, the mayor is hereby authorized
to execute an agreement between the County of Rock and the Village of Pomona for the receipt of ARPA grant funds for a walking path at the Burgess Meredith Park in the village. Section 3, the Mayor and Deputy Mayor and any officers we are exalted as direct men mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all action necessary to carry out the provision of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So just one comment that thinking for myself, I'm sure Mr. Lasky joins me. We have a lot of great cooperation with legislators on the county level, legislators, Weider legislator, Cleary.
Paul Cleary, yes.
We are extremely grateful. Please share that without their help, our budget is very limited. So with their help, we can do so much more. And I think we're publicly grateful for all
the legislators do. I believe we're one of the only villages that was able to get three of these green grants from the county.
I would maybe we're the only village.
I don't know, but I believe we're one of the only ones, and we're lucky to get that. And it's going to be beneficial for all the residents.
And it could not happen without the cooperation of these legislators.
Yes, correct. Absolutely.
And they do so much. With that in mind, we have the Board of Trustees meeting schedule for 2025 attached to your packet.
Yeah, Jennifer prepared it. So I guess we just have to make a motion to approve the schedule so it can go on the website.
Okay, so I will make a motion to approve the schedule for the Board of Trustees meetings for 2025, beginning with January 27, 2025, on a monthly basis. Yes, indeed. Gonna check. Nothing coincides with any other event, so we can move on with this. Can I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Greenberg.
You made the motion, right, Elon? I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I made the motion. Okay. See, Greenberg seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. We have our schedule, and it can be posted immediately on the website. Thank you, everybody. 8C, we have an informal presentation concerning an HWO on Three Willow Court, and the floor is yours. Thank you. You have the map is on that you have in your packet. This is again Willow Court. You have the site plan, the initial site plan here in your packet.
Mr. Weiss, if you need to move the microphone or anything like that, you can move it.
Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Justice, Attorney. Appreciate the opportunity to come in the front and present the shul and...
Hey, Mr. West, can you just say your name and the address of the firm for the record?
Yeah, my name is Mandy Weiss. Firm is Cornerstone Builders. Presenting Art Shloima Hasidic Center, located at Three Willow Court, South of New York.
This is for an informal presentation.
So I presented here, it's a site plan called preliminary or the initial site plan, basically proposing to build a shul and a civic center. A safe place and a nice place. And we're looking to subdivide neighbor's property to give us the required amount of footage needed. Address is 3 Willow, and trying to subdivide, get a subdivision of the next door neighbor, which is 62 Pomona Road.
Back.
On the side, yeah.
It's the only property that technically could stay conforming and get a subdivision.
Yeah, it's elevated as...
Because we are in our 40 zone.
Yeah.
We're trying very much to stay in the limits, not to get any variance as far as the shoe itself. But we're going to need some footage from the neighbor's cafe, so this is what we're proposing.
How is it, may I ask you, how is it, how is the current house of worship with the neighbors around it? Is it peaceful? Is there any
to my knowledge, they're very peaceful and they're trying very hard to keep everyone at the same. I know they're putting a lot of effort into that all the neighbors and everyone should be informed and okay with all the services and everything.
When they have big events, do they hire like
these Chavayram,
to make
they do.
Sure that the traffic flows around there?
Yes. They hire the organization called Chavayram.
Because they're currently already a house of worship, right?
Yes.
They're just not, they want to become a legal
correct.
House
legal and, right. Yes.
Yeah. And they want to build an extension, is that what it is?
Correct.
Mr. West, can maybe you can show the board members what is the existing structure and what will be added?
So
this is existing?
The dark is the existing.
Yes, is that existing? So we want to come 25 feet, so we don't need the variance in front. Coming this way, okay? And going back this way.
It's 25 feet, how many feet off the street is
25.
That's the minimum.
This has to be 25 feet off the street, right?
Yes. Proposed and trying to subdivide this maybe lot. Up here, taking up here for this.
Now let me ask you, you have the amount of parking spaces that you designed, is that enough for the, based on the calculation of your total house of worship?
Yes.
What is the total, what is your plan being? Not the extra rooms, I'm talking about the main sanctuary. What's the square footage? Because I believe parking is usually one for every 200 square foot. Is that correct me if I'm wrong? I think that's
intelligent.
Yeah, what is going to be the total of the actual house of work? Not the total of the sanctuary room.
So
I think it should fall in because I don't think they're extending the sanctuary room.
They're not extending the shul, the actual house of worship. So how big is the house of how big is the actual shul?
They are.
Extending the
proposed maximum floor area ratio, first floor says 2,900 square foot.
Yeah.
My question is of the 2,900, how much is the actual sanctuary?
I'll say a third of it.
A third?
Yes.
What is in the other two thirds?
It's
besides the bathrooms.
It's going to be team center, pool, okay. A pool, team center, and
yeah, but the pool is downstairs.
Upstairs is going to be
the floor of the sanctuary is 2,900 square foot.
Yes.
Saying.
So
you're saying only a third, which means about 1,000 square foot of the actual house of worship.
So it's going to be a kitchen.
Okay.
It's going to be
a kitchen place, as a warming place.
Warming
right?
place.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a place where they can make like small events, like parties.
Parties so for the actual.
For the actual. Okay. Yes.
Not outside
parties. No. Those are the actual for this. So it's not going to increase any more people.
Got
just
it.
Basically, the people are going to use the main sanctuary place. They're going to do extra.
And
services.
Simultaneously being used both.
Correct.
So it brings extra traffic
correct.
And
right.
stuff. Okay.
Correct. So the same amount of people which are going to use. The
yeah.
sanctuary place is going to use before the services, they're going to use downstairs the pool. During the service, they're going to go in the sanctuary. And after the service, they're going to use the room in the back.
And you said the children, there's like a teen room. How big is that? But the teens come with the parents.
The teens come with the parents.
It's not like a teen that are 17, 18 driving
no,
their own cars.
No, they don't.
It's younger.
Kids, younger.
Okay. So technically, the minimum spots is 10, so you're in compliance
yes.
with that. Okay, got
and
it.
Remember, most of the services is during Shabbos. And yet,
yeah, but they have services during
yeah,
the week.
Week.
I just
yeah.
want to clarify.
Yeah, okay.
Concerning the current law, this discussed it as far as, you know, vegetation also as part of the petition. So I imagine the site plan at this point does not include any information about
that. Yeah, but that's for the planning board. They have to bring to the planning board a whole plan.
You're familiar with that, right?
Yes.
That part of the
buffer, if it's yeah. So
you'll need a buffer for both directions.
Where are you planning on putting the garbage? The garbage, because once you're going to be in the official house of worship, you're going to need to have your
private garbage collection. Yeah.
Your own garbage, like a commercial garbage collection.
Dumpsters.
So where will you? Where are you planning on putting it on the property in a way that it's going to mitigate, not shouldn't look bad, and the truck?
So we're going to try to keep it in the back, the right side, right side.
By the parking
right
lot.
Right up in the parking.
And he's going to be able to drive. There's enough space to drive in, to drive the truck to back in, and empty it out.
Yes,
you're going to do it there. Okay, got it. It's still missing. It needs to be on the plan, okay? You're going to also probably need some type of a lighting plan. I see you put a path, which is very important because I know the engineer requested another plan from the parking lot to the house of worship from the street. So this is a path, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And you're also ADA compliant with the going in, okay? Do you have a bathroom in the house of worship that is ADA compliant?
ADA compliant.
Okay.
I mean, prison and mosque is a divorce home by architecture.
How wide is your driveway in a parking lot?
So it's going to be double this amount, so this is 25, what's it, 50?
So this is 25, so for a fire truck that needs to come into the back. I don't know if they need to, but if they do, they're able to drive in. They have the 24 feet,
yes.
The minimum 24 feet.
Yes.
Okay. What else? Elon, what else do you anybody else? Sorry, I took some of your time.
So take any time? We're just observing and looking and following.
So
now regarding the neighbor, if you're going to be taking away some of his property, did you look into that he is going to stay in compliance with his lot coverage?
So
are you still working on that?
We're still working on that.
So if there's going to be a Brian, if there is a change, if they take off a certain amount and that puts them above the 20% that our village has currently, that neighbor is going to have to go to the zoning board to get a variance for to be able to comply with the subdivision.
Yeah, maybe an area variance.
So, and is that something, because normally an area variance of, let's say I know the village gave between the people who built the pool and other stuff, they gave them up to 24.5%. If they're coming to the ZBA for that, is that going to be a hardship? Can they explain it as a hardship? Because they want to give away or sell, whatever language it is, to allow the house of worship to be in compliance. I'm just trying to make sure.
Yeah, area variance isn't really so much a hardship.
It's not a hardship show. Okay,
yeah,
it's not a thing.
It's like, you know, there's like, is it self-created, which it would be, but that's not the only factor.
Okay, there's other factors that could be.
Yeah, how substantial is it?
So their coverage doesn't get grandfathered in? Mm-hmm.
No, but they even if they get grandfathered in, the current percentage is over the limit of it. And they never.
So what else? If they don't get approved,
No. Again, if they don't get approved, then they can get approved.
So we're currently working on logistics, how to get more coverage as far as.
They also have another option. Our village has the option to do impervious pavers.
Right.
And if they turn the entire driveway and the thing around the pool,
right,
impervious pavers.
So
it's a little bit costly,
right,
but if they do that, technically they can even skip the zoning board. So you have to
right
see the cost.
So we'll talk with the neighbor, and of course, we'll talk about dollars and cents. So whatever works for him, that's one. And of course, being in the compliance, that's what we're going
to
propose.
Because putting it in front of, if it has to go to zoning board, that stalls the entire project, because the planning cannot make a decision.
Right.
Until zoning approves anything. We can't finalize the approval until planning approves it.
Right.
So that could add a few months into the process because of the need. So
yeah,
it's up to the applicant
they're ready to make sure which way. Obviously, they want to speak to our professionals to make sure where they're standing. But it's up to the applicant.
It seems that there's definitely a preliminary phase. Mm-hmm. You know.
And they're gonna once they do this addition, they comply with the fire and safety codes.
Of course. That's an important thing.
Yeah.
That's why we are pushing for it. Yes, well, especially after we had already an incident, so we want to make sure everyone is safe in our village.
That's
I know Ronan is very on top of that. Thank you. Not easy, but I know you are.
By the way, just since that for the planning board, mm-hmm. when you make the application,
did you already submit anything to be in front of the professionals?
No, we'll do it this coming days.
Okay, so that means you missed the last deadline. You will have to go. There's deadline on the website. There's deadlines that show if you have to come by a certain date in order to come in front of the professionals, and then they decide if you're ready. They send you to the planning board.
Lewis helping.
I actually did met Lewis.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did actually met Lewis in Melbourne. And he reviewed the plans. He told me he'll get back to me. I will follow up with him.
Yeah, but it's best if you come in person when he's here.
Yeah, I had him call
Friday.
When he was here.
Come before it gets crazy hours, like 9 to 10 usually. You catch him. If he's available, he should give you the time. I've gotten good reports from a lot of residents. They come in, he listens to them, he tries to advise.
Take advantage as well.
I know even Ranan, even at your school, he was very advisable to all the details.
Very
correct. What?
Very accommodating.
Knowledgeable
and accommodating. You take advantage of before the holiday, the last minute of the week before the holiday, then it was accommodating, and she made sure that I should be able to meet Lewis, which was during the holiday. Lewis gave me all his time.
Good.
And the computer plans, and he told me he's going to work with us.
Good. As long as we're in compliance with all the zoning laws.
So I guess we can summarize. There are some good ideas here. We hope that...
Do we have to schedule a public hearing yet or not yet?
We need the application first.
Yeah, but let's say if they do bring the application. Oh, we need, in order to schedule a public hearing, we need the actual application in hand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll
have to. But anyways, if you need zoning, it's anyways going to take longer time. And you can work. I believe Brian, you can work simultaneously on both tracks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can work planning, zoning, and village board simultaneously. Again, there's other applications and different boards, and you may be after them or whatever it is. But. Okay. Good. I think. Anything else from the mayor?
Once again, just make sure we understand right. So we can start this hearing before the subdivision is finalized.
You can start listening.
Yeah.
Make a file of a special permit. Usually they're filed together. They're our application, the planning board, the board, they're all together. The ZBA doesn't have to be together.
So even if it's a bit months to finalize that,
it's going to stay up. But we're going to move the public hearing or we're going to make it?
Yeah, we would just continue waiting for something. But they can move along, but they're supposed to actually be filed together.
It is supposed to be filed together.
Yeah.
So hopefully by next month, if you're ready, all the planning, zoning, and not zoning, you make the decision, the calculations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ZBA doesn't have to be filed together, just the village and the planning board.
For the special permit, because they need to be in compliance with R40, do they have to show an affidavit from the neighbor that he's willing to potentially, obviously they're not going to close till the actual subdivision gets approved?
I think for the application, you just get a letter.
The letter of, okay.
Just indicating.
Okay, good. Who is the attorney?
Obama.
Paul Obama. Okay, got it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wish you
success. Thank you. We are moving to old business, item number 9. Anything? Anyone would like to break for old business? If there's nothing for old business, let's move to 10 building and steel.
Oh, no. If there is
old
business.
So, old business, just
to
update you guys. We got I got an email last week of the basketball court coating was, I think, made over the holiday. They poured the coating, special coating over it. So hopefully that should be done. The fence, I'm waiting to get a final answer from Martin that it was done. We also understand. understand that in Secor Park, the parts of the game of the playground arrived. They're being installed this week, next week. Hopefully, that will be done. We already got a refund from the county for the first playground that was installed for $170,000. We got back the money from the county, so that was put back into our account. We are working on the village roof. We're waiting to get an approval. I know the mayor's been very advocating on it. It's a grant we got 2 years ago from Elijah Melnick. It was technically approved in the DASDE, but we got to get to final because the building is a historical building. It was done in our previous administrations. So we have to get approval from the state for the type of shingle that we want to use, which is not the same as the original. That's about that grant. We are working with the town. Finally, they got the official logins for the grant that we're getting from Mike Lawler for the $1 million that we are getting, hopefully, in order to upgrade the 202 on Camp Hill. And the good news is, that whole project, again, it's going to take another 2 years. I wish it's going to be faster, but I'll be realistic. If in 2 years it'll be done, I'll be happy.
We have good direction.
We have good direction. We have good partnerships. Right. And the town has been working diligently with us. It's not easy, but we push them, and hopefully we get the positive results.
And sidewalks?
Where?
Well,
we have 306, that's a separate thing.
That's a separate grant.
That's separate. But that's first of all, there's two things. It's 306 is a state road, so we need the state to be involved. We need to see if it's possible. We have to get some money for it.
First, we think of the money.
My best bet would be, I'm really trying to push the town of Roundabout to undertake the project for the park between Pomona Road and Boar or Hidden, whatever they decide. But I'm pushing them to do it because they have much more funding for it. And when they do it, it's their responsibility. It makes life a drop easier. So that's what I'm championing now. If I'm not going to be successful, the next grant that we could get for hopefully for sidewalks and this, we'll try to see if we can get. I don't think otherwise we're installing so fast sidewalks and small regular streets, but 306 is really is a state road. I believe eventually the town will install sidewalks on the 202 between Camp Hill and Evergreen. I know that the supervisor Phillips is trying to see if we can put in a sidewalk on Quaker by the entrance to the Palisades.
A lot of people, kids, and
workers and everyone. They walk from the bus that drops them by diners, and they walk all the way to. So once they're in village streets, it's not so dangerous. And even though I'm not going to say it's not so dangerous, but it is less traffic than Quaker, which is more vehicular and trucks. So
I think there was an accident sometime in the past 5 years.
A bunch of accidents. But we're also working on that one. That one we're depending on the town of Havistraw. But thank God we have a good relationship with them too. As you could have seen, those who were here during the holiday, the town board and the town attorney, Bill Stein, and the supervisor all came to visit in the sukkah. They were all here. So hopefully things are moving the right direction, but you got to have a lot of patience. Joel, did they cut the brushes yet?
No, we were just talking about that.
But I saw the town of Roundabout had the mobile that cleans the...
Yes.
I saw they were all over.
First time in like years.
No. They come once a year, but I think they send them... I think they send them to Pomona during the holiday because we have less cars on the street, parked on the street, so they're able to actually do the work. Yeah. I think the town also leased the truck. It used to be they used to rent an outside truck for a certain amount of time every time they needed it. Now they own a truck or they lease a truck so they could send them out more often. That's why we saw it going around. Again, it did what it did.
Street cleaning?
The Havistraw portion, they were doing street cleaning. Maybe we should
try to go way up on
everywhere. I know. I got reports from a lot of different people. They thought that there's elections around the corner. They said, yes. They said, why are you cleaning the street? They said, we're not cleaning the streets, it's in our contract. So that's about street cleaning. However, I'm not sure why they didn't cut.
So I think broken.
What's the broken?
So I keep following up, and like they're not even giving an ETA on when the machine's going to be fixed.
Tomorrow.
And I cannot believe they only have one.
Call me tomorrow.
For this whole
town
of Ramapo, like all the areas that they cover.
Yeah, it's not hard. It's tough to believe that because they need a cutter.
I spoke to one of the supervisors, Scott, initially. I can't think of his last name, but that was what he told me.
No, it's a big brush fire on the site. We also had a brush fire this week on High Mountain, a small brush fire. Thank God there was no wind, so it didn't become bigger. We still don't know the cause of the fire or what happened, but that also happened this past week. And yeah, that's pretty much where we're standing now. And we have G'day here. G'day, the first time we can get a grant to renovate stuff for the cultural, we will be on top of it. Okay?
We hope January.
Patience
that's
is the most
reasonable.
Important. I know you have patience, so yes.
Yeah, I have patience.
Yes, Joel.
That grant you mentioned for the village roof, that includes also for the exterior, the whole exterior?
It's just the shingles of the roof. What do you mean, what exterior? Oh, the
painting.
Once we do this, we'll try to get a quote for painting. If it's expensive, we'll try to get a grant for it. Because, again, everything that we fix, if it's a large amount, could be gotten through a grant instead of spending taxpayers' money. We just need the patience and get it done. You know, it's, look, we had $175,000 grants from 2016-17 that we finally cashed out in 2022. So, you know, sometimes things take long time, you know. It's the ARPA money was the fastest turnaround so far that we got. Now, the good news is that potentially we're going to get another grant from Lohler. He approved for the town of Ramapo and 8 villages, $5 million, but this time we're going to get less. The question is, are we going to get between $300,000 and $400,000? Now, if at the end, this is where I'm thinking, we may, once it gets approved, we may use it for what you want most. So again, it's a process. It needs to, I think the federal government only approves it.
Which one? I want a lot.
I know, but the one you just mentioned. Some. Obviously, you can't do everything you want. You know, some people want the tennis court to be fixed up.
Right.
So we want to do that also. Again, we want a picket ball.
Exactly.
There's a lot of things we want. Question is, do we want to raise taxes or do we want to try to get grants?
Grants.
And it will continue. That's it. We're working hard, and if with the success of the board, including Ranan, we'll manage.
Thank you, Ranan. And with the help of our partners, it's
state. Speaking
about the tennis court, I'll do that in trustee Curry.
Okay.
You're doing that right now.
So
building
and maintenance, building and maintenance, there's nothing. Trustee Pierce, Mr. Greenberg, the floor is yours.
What's the landscaper?
Meredith.
Is he supposed to pick up a lease, mow the lease from the tennis court?
Technically, yes. Yes, it's part of the contract. There's
all floppy.
And
what about the
garbage? But don't forget, it's foliage. It's the fall season, whatever it's called.
I know.
So it's
there.
It's going to happen every second day.
Yeah. No, I was there on Saturday and I saw it.
Not allowed.
We need to call.
Yeah, but you should be there because it's part. It says it's part of his contract. He has to do it weekly over there. So he should at least make it at least twice a month to get remove the leaves that are in the court. Because if not, if it rains, it becomes all muddy part of the thing, and then we have to
also
I know last week. A resident complained because the garbage was overflowing, and I made sure they
so
took it to the next day.
In
person. And I know I'm always having to be on him for that.
It's not fixed, no.
You got a new bench there. It's a wooden.
Okay, so we're gonna. Thank you. Can you take a picture of the bench, please? Mm-hmm. Send it to me. I'll send it to engineer. See if we can fix it. They said. They figured out by the basketball court that the metal. The frame was good, so they ordered a wood Same thing we can do over there, technically.
And the sign is still coming.
Yeah, the sign is Moshiach comes.
Yeah. So.
I have a question about the very.
Yes, please. Yeah,
I just want to make sure, very nice, Mendy Wise that was just here. So I know, like, in the middle of his presentation, you said that he, 62 Pomona Road was going to have to go to the ZBA so they could, you know, subdivide and give the land. You said they had to do that first, but then at the end, you said that he would come to Board of Trustees.
No, they need to, the applicant for the House of Worship who's planning on acquiring the land is managing on behalf of 62 with an affidavit from the owner. Now, that's just for the subdivision part. If they need to go to zoning, I guess that the applicant of 62 will have to do separately.
Okay, so
they can do it simultaneously, but they have to do it separately.
Because at first you said that the owner of 62, unless I heard wrong, had to go to ZBA to say that they were going to give the land and that he couldn't come.
No, the ZBA they have to go for to get a area variance because they may be over the amount limited by the village zoning.
Gotcha. So he could start with the letter.
Again, I don't know if he needs it, depending if he's going to do impervious pavers. For whatever amount of percentage, then he may not need to go to the zoning board. But he definitely needs to go to planning for the subdivision part. The lot line that he wants to move, for that he needs to go to the zone, to the planning board.
Okay.
So, and the planning board is going to need for two things from them.
Letter.
A, for the house of worship, and B, for the lot line board. The lot line change, it's a minor subdivision, I think it's called in the zoning code, that they will need to go to do. They can do it simultaneously, but it's two separate actions by the planning board.
So special permit and
planning board for the house of worship and the lot line change. Obviously, one is dependent on the other, because if they don't get the lot line rule, they have an issue with the house of worship, which is going to force them to go to zoning board for a house of worship variance, which, depending, I don't know what the status is of that.
Okay, I just don't want to get confused.
No,
yeah, I know him in the
world. But when they come, ask us, we'll deal with it. We'll take care of that part together.
Okay. Anything? Room walls? Anything? Anything? So there's nothing else for trustee period. Anything for office period?
Nope.
Anything missing?
I had reached out to Rock and Green, remember, a couple of times, like faxed them. They told me to send a couple emails to the supervisors. I mean, at this point, I feel like it's kind of late for the leaf bag, but I was on top of that early in the summer and then followed up at the end of the summer and nope.
Oh, they didn't deliver.
They actually.
I'm going to call Izzy tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll ask him. Why did he end up paying the pond late? Didn't there was an issue? The pond by
C-Corp. Remember that they said they couldn't get the responsibility?
I see a payment of two invoices for electric trip, and we said clearly not to pay it. And that's in May. Why was it paid now when we clearly said not to pay it?
They accept the responsibility.
Send it to Gerenda.
Yes, I have a question on that. We clearly said not to pay it at the time. I'm also wondering, I asked Brian, I see a refund of three checks that overpaid for taxes. I thought that the board has to approve those refunds.
She did not tell me anything about that.
No, but I need to understand what happened over here.
Why did he accept it in the first place?
The board is not aware of this. Again, it's overpayments. I don't think it's an issue, but I just want to make sure.
Is that what it says?
It says over here that duplicate payment.
That's your duplicates, yeah.
One was 703, one was 738. And then it says duplicate payment, but I don't see the second payment. Do you see Shlomo Rosenfeld? I see it as $946, but I don't see where he did a duplicate.
Oh, it's
I don't know.
No, it's not. No, it's not on there. 900, 730, and this one is 729, 946, 93. Yeah, I want to. I mean, I don't understand. I want to. Normally, I believe in the past, if somebody overpaid their taxes, the board had to review and approve it.
Want me to look at it? I don't know if that's going to help. Yeah. They didn't say anything to me, and I was with her when she prepared it.
Okay, thank you. Those are my two concerns on the
bill. Yeah, so we can just find out about these two. And depending on the sale, we might need a motion for the tax retainer. So if you can just find out the details, then I'll just ask Mr. Nugent so we can have
a case. Well, she already paid the Palm Lake thing then.
Yeah, but the Palm Lake, if it shouldn't have been paid. I want a refund or a deduction of our next bill. Because
can you,
we agreed that there was an issue there.
Yeah. Can you talk to the company and discuss it with them? Tell them we have an email, they're acknowledging the mistake. You remember when the email was from? And you remember when the email was from? They acknowledged the mistake. You remember when it was?
Yeah, a while back.
Okay, if you can just talk to them. I think you were CC'd on the email, if I remember correctly, right?
She
acknowledged their mistake, they accepted the responsibility, they said they will not charge, so...
Or at least some of it.
They can tell them that, and again, either a refund or simply a deduction on our next invoice. If you can just have them email us. Anything for... Legal period?
No. I have something for executive.
Okay. Now I'll make a motion to go to the executive session to discuss legal issues.
Legal and personal.
So that motion made by Mr. Lassner, seconded by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
We do not expect any need to vote on that. Okay. So.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm sorry. It was motion made by Mendy. I was trying to write fast in my pen.
Joe. Mendy and Joe.
Thank you. Good day.
The phone.
Seconded by Mr. Zaydel. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any other issues people need to discuss?
No.
So if there's nothing, you can have a motion to adjourn. Next to Mr. Zaydel, seconded by Mr. Lasco. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. We are adjourned.